combining two technologies can often be cumbersome. On this podcast, you will learn how Citrix Technology Alliances are solving industry challenges and empowering people to unlock their full potential. Here is your host, tech columnist, podcaster, and best-selling author, Neil C. Hughes.
Welcome back to the Tech Fusion podcast by Citrix Ready, the podcast where technology meets the real world. And I'm your host, Neil C. Hughes. And today we have a truly fascinating episode lined up. Because joining me today, I have Paul Craddock from Stratodesk and, of course, friend of the show, Manju from Citrix Ready. And Paul and Manju are at the forefront of transforming how businesses interact with technology, driving not only cost savings, but also championing that vital cause of IT sustainability. It is a huge topic right now. So in our conversation today, I want to explore the incredible impact of Stratodesk solutions in saving businesses significant expenses per device, and also delve into the synergies between Stratodesk's no-touch OS and Citrix, and uncover how these technologies are not just streamlining operations, but also aiding in digital transformation by reducing waste and repurposing hardware. Plus, we'll also get their take on the future of this partnership, where it will take them, and the broader implication of the tech world as we approach life in 2024. But enough scene setting for me. Let's dive straight in and discover how these innovations are solving real-world problems, paving the way for a more sustainable technological business and indeed future. So a huge warm welcome to the show. But for everyone listening, Paul, can you begin by telling everyone listening a little about who you are and what you do?
Sure. So my name is Paul Craddock. I'm a global solutions engineer at Stratodesk. I'm based in the UK and I've been with Stratodesk for probably going on 4.5 years now. But I've got over 20 years experience in desktop virtualization in one form or another. For those that don't know or haven't heard about Stratodesk, basically we provide a hardware agnostic, hyper secure Linux endpoint operating system for accessing VDI, DAS, and cloud workspaces. And we manage those endpoints with our enterprise management platform called No Touch Center. And it's a absolutely great solution for repurposing Windows endpoints, which we'll cover a little bit further on in this conversation.
As I say, it's a huge pleasure to have you on the podcast. So we also have Manju joining us. He's a well-known to regular listeners of the podcast. But for new listeners, can you just tell everyone listening a little about who you are and what you do too, Manju?
Sure. Thank you, Neil. So, hello, everybody. My name is Manjana Ragali. I work as senior manager and I head the Citrix Linux program at Citrix. Associated with Citrix for close to 10 years now, based out in India. So, I do have overall close to 16 years of experience in IT industry. So, one of the key responsibilities in Citrix Ready program is to help our technology partners like Stratodesk or anyone for that matter, to help them build their product, integrate their product with Citrix production services, validate and co-promote, and ensure our customers get the best out of our partnership.
Well, there's so much I'm looking forward to speaking with you both about today. There's a lot of economic uncertainty, and I think a lot of businesses are looking for getting more value from their tech stack throughout their business. And one of the things that sprung out to me and got my attention was I recently read that at Stratodesk, or Stratodesk customers, they save typically between $500 and $2,000 per device per year compared to those that are running a fat client running Windows, for example. So, Paul, to begin with and set the scene of everything we're going to be talking about, can you expand on how you do this for your customers?
Yeah, sure. So these aren't just figures that we plucked out of the air. We actually carried out a customer survey earlier on this year. And the results of that have been kind of quite interesting in that 68% of the respondents told us that they are saving, like you mentioned, something in the region of $500 to $2,000 per device per year. So I guess just to add a little bit of context about how they're doing that, they're doing it in a number of different ways. Basically, they're kind of extending the life cycle of their device and therefore aren't having to renew hardware every 3 years and so on. Once No-Touch OS is on there, we can actually manage those endpoints, which actually is where the additional cost savings come in, so that when it comes to updating the devices, we can actually target tens, hundreds, thousands, and tens of thousands of devices in one go, which basically frees up a lot of time from an IT resources perspective. There's also a lot of flexibility with the endpoints themselves. Our customers are basically using open clients or a new Dell laptop, even Raspberry Pi devices, and all of these can be managed within NoTouch Center. So the flexibility from a hardware perspective, because we are hardware agnostic, it is giving a lot of organizations a lot of flexibility on the cost reduction options. So yeah, that's kind of the main part of the survey.
And another reason I invited you on the podcast today, Paul, was to try and get everyone listening to look beyond cost savings and also discuss IT sustainability. So can you tell me a little bit more about Stratadesk's approach to this? Because again, a huge talking point this year, and I suspect it's going to be something that we're going to be talking about a lot more next year too, right?
Yeah. So unlike our competitors, our approach to sustainable IT isn't actually a new one.
Yeah.
Stratadesk always have been and always will be a software company, and that's really the core value and to our customers. So it is all about repurposing these Windows endpoints and turning them into a secure lockdown Linux endpoint. And it's been that way for the last 15 years and hopefully for many more years to come.
And the old mantra in business, of course, is you can't improve what you don't measure. So sorry to be that guy, Paul, but are there any stats that you can share about energy or power consumption and the rise of e-waste, just to bring everything we're talking about to life here?
So I have been kind of thinking a little bit about this, and electricity costs from company to company, from region to region, from country to country, all differ. And a lot of those factors go beyond what IT can control. And whilst hardware manufacturers have done a lot in recent years to reduce the power needed to run these endpoints, there are still significant costs associated when you're running thousands or tens of thousands of devices. It scales up quite a lot. But I do actually have a statistic for you. And this was one that I used when I was presenting in Stockholm last week about sustainability. And it is an interesting one, and it isn't necessarily limited to IT, but the world produces as much as 54 million tons of electric and electrical e-waste per year. And the interesting fact about this is that it equates to 7 kilograms for every person on the earth. Now, that is a figure that is being quoted by the UN, and the report is dated November 2022. And unfortunately, only 17% of this is actually formally recycled. So whilst I accept that's not all IT related, I'm sure that we can all do our bit to look to repurpose our endpoints. And even when it comes to our own personal devices, do we need to have the latest iPhone? Do we need to have the latest technical gadget that comes out? I used to be that way. I must admit, I used one that bought a new iPhone every year. But now it's like, okay, I'll wait 2, 3, 4 years to see, to wait for the best technologies that are being released to it. But also, I just don't need to have it anymore. It's better that I just have a device, update my device every now and then. But when I do renew my device, it's then about recycling it appropriately. And the same goes with IT. We should be following those same examples.
You raise such an important point there. As consumers, as you said, we're not refreshing our devices as frequently as we did in the past. So it makes sense that businesses follow that same route, really. So Manju, to bring you into this, from a Citrix point of view, is there anything you can share about your customers' average refresh rate with their devices and how they too can use legacy devices longer?
Yeah, absolutely. So as most of us are aware about how Citrix, by its existence itself, including the core product like Zenapp or Zen Desktop, now we call it a Citrix version of Zen Desktop, we directly contribute to the IT sustainability, right? So we help in directly reducing the servers in data centers and many of the components in data centers, IT, human power, manpower, or IT infrastructure, etc., right? So we enable our customers to use their existing device to access all their favorite application, doesn't matter where they're hosted, how they're hosted. If they are published via Citrix virtual or some desktop, they can access it from their existing desktop or laptops or any machine or any device for that matter of fact. So it's actually very easy for customers to access all these applications on desktop. They don't really actually need a new laptop or a high-end laptop or a high-end device. They just need a hardware with minimum configuration to load the operating system, a browser to open the website URL, and run some services and protocols on the backend to support all these apps launch and desktops launch. So this way, the partnership with Stratodesk and their operating system for operating system, no-touch OS, actually complements Citrix and helps in saving refresh rate for customers. And all these devices that they have today can exactly be repurposed to you or to access version ops and desktops.
And for any business leader that's listening to our conversation today, maybe they want to increase the lifespan of their devices, maybe even reintroduce some of those legacy devices with this new ability. Paul, just to bring that to life, can you just walk me through how you would help accelerate digital transformation by ultimately reducing waste, reusing hardware, and embracing recycling? Because it seems like a no-brainer, really.
It is. Manju's right. You don't need to have the latest and greatest endpoint hardware device to connect to Citrix. Other than for unified communication tools where you're using optimization, all the processing and heavy lifting is actually done on the virtual desktop itself. And kind of going back to our kind of customer survey that I mentioned at the start of this podcast, on average, our customers are extending the life cycle of their devices by 5 or 6 years. In many cases, they're using it for 7 years or more. In fact, on a lot of our webinars where we're showcasing our product, we're actually installing no-touch OS on a 10-year-old Toshiba laptop that you would think would be dead and buried, but it runs really well because no-touch is a lightweight operating system. Kind of to add to the ticking time bomb that nobody's really talking too much about right now, I actually read a post on the other day, and it's basically they think that 43% of current PCs won't be able to run Windows 11. The main reason for that is there's a hardware requirement for a TPM2 module, and a lot of older hardware can't support this. Now, I accept that, again, not all of that percent, that 43%, are going to be the users' endpoints for connecting to VDI. But it kind of gives you an idea of the scale of devices that might need to be repurposed or disposed of because they can't run the latest operating system from Microsoft. And the best way for those that are using VDI is to put a lightweight, secure Linux operating system on there instead.
I just wanted to add a few things to what Paul was saying. So besides using the existing hardware with Stratodesk operating system, there are some other best practices that one can actually implement in IT infrastructure or in the day-to-day life. For example, if business leaders are responsible, evidently here, they can choose to migrate some of the infrastructure components to cloud, or even for that matter of fact, at least to a hybrid, right? And have flexibility for task users in the type of device they need to use, and purchase hardware that are rated for higher energy efficiency. Perhaps they can also give BYOD options that most of the companies are doing these days. So just to know how it works, so I actually read it again in LinkedIn that when we tend to give an option to users to choose the device of their choice, they actually use their existing device or surprisingly look for a sustainable device, and of course meeting their requirements too. And besides that, the business leaders can choose to relocate their servers in a co-location area, follow best data center practices, automating the usage of electricity, for example, scheduled power off, maintenance and power management, and so on many more.
And I'd love to get both of your viewpoints on how you see Stratodesk and Citrix complementing each other on all the things we're talking about today. So, Paul, to begin with, can you tell me a little bit more how Stratodesk No-Touch OS and Citrix complement each other from your side, and maybe even use a use case just to help listeners understand how it could work in their world too?
So Stratodesk have been a Citrix Ready Premier partner for over 10 years, and every 6 months or so, we actually certify our product as Citrix Ready. So currently, we're Citrix Ready for endpoint, premium, and cloud. So our customers can be safe in the knowledge that Stratodesk is fully compatible with Citrix DAS. Remote and hybrid work as well is here to stay. And these models are now the norm. So end user demands are increasing. And in some ways, so is the complexity and operational burden on the IT team. So to solve these challenges, Stratodesk and Citrix do continue to innovate and deliver a complete and uncomplicated solution for providing a secure access to digital workspaces. Hopefully, the combined solutions do basically improve productivity, collaboration, for where the user can access their applications and desktops from anywhere in the world.
And Manju, from your side, how do you see Stratodesk and Citrix complementing each other?
Yeah, just let me repeat what Paul was trying to convey there. So when we say a partner is a Citrix ready, that essentially means to say that they show interest in working with Citrix for helping our customers. So what we essentially do in the program is we help our partners like Stratodesk to develop the product, integrate our product with their product and vice versa, and co-market or co-sell it together to our customers. So in this use case, Stratodesk integrated a workspace app for Linux operating system as part of the operating system, and they released it as a package to our customers. Now, what we do in Citrix Ready is we validate that operating system and that hardware with various use cases, be it Citrix Cloud use cases, peripheral use cases, HDX optimization use cases, and any other login authentication use cases, and so on and so forth. So I'm very proud to say that Stratodesk has been a premier partner validating their operating system and a few hardwares of theirs. And it works exactly as we expect it to work. So now the bottom line to say is the Stratodesk operating system is Citrix ready, and it can actually serve the use case of a task user, a knowledge user, and a power user. So this helps our enterprises to a larger extent. So they can either use their existing hardware, replace just operating system, don't do anything else, and continue to use their existing setups with little mind shift and usage based alignment. That is all they would need. So it's a great partnership, and for customers, it's highly beneficial because they don't have to really invest on new hardwares or new softwares or new operating system, which are very, very expensive these days. So Stratodesk Notice operating system is a lightweight, highly secure, compatible operating system for Citrix use cases.
And Paul, before we started recording today, we were talking about the tech conferences that we've been attending in the last month alone. And I'm curious, from the conversations that you've been having with your customers and indeed people on the show floor of those conferences across Europe and beyond, what are the primary concerns and challenges at the beginning of this journey? And are there any themes or trends that you're encountering? And how do you help them turn these challenges into opportunities? I appreciate I've thrown at you about three or four questions there. I'm just curious what you're hearing and seeing.
I think the biggest concern for all our customers, whether they're old or new, the biggest concern right now is security and the threat of malware and ransomware attacks, because basically it can bring an organization to its knees. And typically, it's at the endpoint where these threats are often introduced to an organization. What we're doing is here at Stratodesk is that we're providing an immutable lockdown Linux operating system that only allows the user to be able to connect to their Citrix environment. And this is one way of kind of preventing the attacks. And to kind of go on beyond that, by using Citrix DAS and Stratodesk, no personal data is actually stored on the endpoint itself. Everything is in the data center. So this is particularly important for regulated industries like financial services, government, healthcare, where there can kind of be compliance ramifications or loss of reputation if a physical endpoint is ever lost or stolen. So really together, both Citrix and Stratodesk are protecting the customer's valuable data. And it's quite a simple thing to do.
Manju, any key themes or trends or similar trends that you're hearing as well?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, there is a constant change, right? So
yeah.
2 years ago, we were having different conversations about post-COVID, post-lockdown, what do we do now? How is the future? Whether it is hybrid model or back to office and all of that. Now, the trend that is on today is cost saving. Everybody has actually used all of their profit that they made a few years ago. So as we talk, there are many things that I hear from our customers. So be it from reusing their laptops, peripheral servers, and most interestingly, I also see there is a late adoption, but important one. The IDs and badge card readers are also going digital as well. So they use the mobile phones instead of the physical ID and badges. So now coming back to a question, low cost and low maintenance operating system with low power, short tech support, longevity and support from vendor are the key trends that I'm seeing from our customers today. So actually gone are those days where only one company used to sell their operating system to all of us. Now we have plenty of options to choose from, right? So there's a saying, most of you have heard about it. The more you have, you actually tend to use less, right? So now the business leaders have understood this and they're making wise decisions to adopt new technologies, procure the operating system, which exactly meets their core requirements. On the top of it, the security is the side effect when we use Node-based operating system. There are no security threats at all. So it's a perfect fit for any small scale to mid scale to large scale industry to adopt to this change and to this trend.
Well, what I love about what you're doing here at Citrix and Stratadesk is how you're leveraging technology to solve real world problems. But we are just a few weeks away from 2024. And as you said a moment ago, Madrid, the trends and needs of businesses are continuously evolving each year. So I've got to ask you both here. I'll begin with you, Paul. What excites you about the future of your partnership?
I think with with all the topics that we've discussed already, the importance of sustainability, cost saving, zero trust security, and really the optimization of remote workforces, I do believe that both Citrix and Stratadesk are equally suited to provide great value to our customers. And I'm going to throw something here at Manju, and this is kind of just, I guess, my own personal thing. I'm really excited to see what happens with the Raspberry Pi 5. That's a curveball thrown in.
So we have to wait and watch.
But maybe that's a conversation for another day. But right. I guess from my own kind of personal interests and the work that we've done with the Raspberry Pi in the past, certainly that's something I'm looking forward to, having recently taken delivery of mine this week.
Love that. You left us with a teaser there. Manju, anything you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, Stratadesk. So they are an emerged company. They're fast growing and long-standing Citrix Ready partners for over a decade now. So they know exactly why they are partnering with Citrix and they understand that. So we consider Stratadesk as one of our key partners in the endpoint ecosystem. So a partner coming forward on such an initiative and choosing Citrix is a great benefit for both the companies. And there is one more stakeholder who actually makes a lot of benefit. They are our customers, right? So yep. Our customers are the one who is going to make the best deal out of this partnership for the future.
Yeah, agreed.
I think that's a beautiful moment to end on. But before I do let you go, Paul, Stratadesk is a big website. There's a lot going on. We've explored so much today. Where would you like to point everyone listening that maybe just want to dig a little bit deeper and find out more information?
Yeah, sure. So we, on our website, those customers that perhaps are a little bit interested into what we've been saying today and aren't already using our solution, they can go to our website at stratadesk.com. And if they look in the top right-hand corner, there is a little button that says free trial. So if they click that, they can just fill in their details and we can then give them access to our Linux endpoint operating system and management platform. And it's fairly easy to get up and running, but if they need any help, we're here to help them as well and answer any questions that they might have.
Thank you, Paul. And Manju, anywhere you'd like to point everyone listening to?
Yeah, certainly. So we have our popular Citrix Ready Marketplace. So anybody listening to this conversation and wondering what Stratadesk and Citrix Ready have done and want to know more, so Citrix Ready Marketplace is the place. So you can just Google Citrix Ready Marketplace or navigate to citrixready.citrix.com. That's our website. And in the search fields, just start typing in No-Touch OS or Stratadesk. So you'll get to see what we have done with Stratadesk and what products we have validated and what do they support in terms of the components. And if you have any other questions besides this, you can always reach us at citrixready@cloud.com. So it's citrixready@cloud instead of Citrix. So citrixready@cloud.com is our email address now.
Well, as I said a few moments ago, what stands out for me from our conversation is your combined efforts, how they're accelerating digital transformation by emphasizing waste reduction, hardware issues, recycling, increasing sustainability. And I think it's clear that these strategies are not just cost effective, but also crucial steps towards a more sustainable future in tech. And as we do look forward to the impending year that 2024 will bring us with its new opportunities and challenges in equal measure, I think this evolving partnership between Citrix and Stratadesk, as we've heard today, is poised to address some of these innovative solutions and tackle real-world problems, aligning with that global shift towards sustainability and business. So just a big thank you to both of you for bringing this topic to life today.
No, you're welcome. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Manju.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Neil.
So please email citrixready@citrix.com or tweet us at citrixready and join this conversation by sharing your experiences. And maybe, just maybe together, we can bring your ideas to life and help build the workspace of the future. So keep those messages coming in, and I'll see you all next time.